Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled Watering Down Dots. Because it's my sad duty to report to you that even as I speak, the conspiracy has embarked on a sinister plan of subgenius genocide. Yes, my friends, that means you, me, and our brothers and sisters in the faith. We are all in mortal danger. The conspiracy has devised a devious plot to undermine our great genetic heritage. It is a true punch below the belt, for that is precisely their target: to sabotage our seed, to pervert our progeny. For the conspiracy has set out to destroy our race by robbing our men of their precious bodily fluids and contaminating our women with the sickly spawn of normals. It's disgusting to contemplate, I know, yet it's true. They hope to inbreed with us, forcing Bob to let the remains of their lineage live in order to save half of his own heritage. But they don't know Bob. He would rather die a fourth time than let the con continue. They've hogged the helm long enough, and look at the mess they've made. It'll take a steady hand to steer us through the reefs, a leader who can fight the current, a captain who can keep the ship on course. That captain is Bob, and that ship is an Exus fighting class star cruiser. Both man and machine are heading here right this very instant at full light speed. Now what, you may ask, will good old Captain Bob think when he arrives and finds his crew fraternizing with the enemy? Hugging them, kissing them, and, Bob forbid, doing the waterbed backstroke with members of the opposite sect. This is not a rhetorical question, my friends. It's already happening all over the world, thanks to the conspiracy mass marketing campaign to love one another in the name of tolerance. Oh, the hypocrisy, the hypocrisy! How can the conspiracy, who routinely persecuted our people throughout history, even pronounce the word tolerance with a straight face? They should fear being struck by lightning for daring to remind Jehovah of their crimes against his chosen race. But no, no. Now that the end is near, they pretend they're our friends and say the subgenies are being intolerant because we don't want our children reproducing with their ilk. They call us old-fashioned because we don't want to dumb down to their level. They taunt us, they label us, they claim we're out of touch. Well, perhaps we are out of touch. Or maybe, just maybe, they're mad because we don't want to touch them. But that's not our fault, dear friends. It's theirs. I mean, just look at them. They're like filthy little rats scrambling through the maze of life in search of cheese whiz they smell but can't find. They never even suspect that the conspiracy moves the goal every time they near it, nor do they notice the clever ones among them are missing, abducted and dissected to discover what went wrong. No, sir, these lowly creatures actually think they're worthy of our company, nay, our chromosomes. Now, we don't like to be cruel to animals, nor do we wish to hurt their feelings, but what else can we say? Vermin are vermin, and there's no two ways about it. Even if we could love them, say, like a pet, what would be the point? We'd still have to kill them on X day, otherwise the Exus won't come. After all, who wants property that's infested with rats? So let's be reasonable about this silly little affair. Let the normals enjoy their last few days with their own kind. We'll smile and we'll be patient. We'll even open doors for the women and let the men cut in front of us on the highway. But don't let them taint our race with their bloodlines. That just won't do. If they want to mix blood with someone else, let them wait till X day. There'll be plenty of blood mixing then. A few drops might even be ours. Why, sure. We expect a struggle. We'd do the same thing if we were them. It's not like we expect them to just lie down and die. That wouldn't be sporting. We'll give them the same fighting chance they gave us when the conspiracy was in charge. Like they say, fair's fair. So let's be honest with one another. Our separation has nothing to do with intolerance, or hate, or anything else. It's just plain common sense. Why would anyone want to become friends and mix with a mud race when a storm's coming that will wash all the dirt down the drain? We can be as sympathetic as anyone else, but don't ask us to be stupid. When you lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas. It's as simple as that. There's no such thing as safe sex with a normal, not unless you're a necrophiliac. We don't believe in giving pinks a single inch of what they want, let alone 10 inches, because we know whatever's pink on the outside is usually pink on the inside, too. Now, I'm just an humble preacher, but I say it is better to spill our seed than to plant it on cursed ground. Stamp out the noxious weed of normalcy and salt the earth that gives it root. For if thy penis sins against thee, cut it off and cast it away. For what profit the body that perish for the part? Here endeth the word of Bob. Praise Bob! Amen.